Listen as I read Psalm 28. This is God's word. A Psalm of David. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart is trusted, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, that he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also, and bear them up forever. As I said, this is a psalm meditation, and so I want to explain a few things, and then really I want to direct your attention to how this psalm teaches us of Jesus Christ. What I want to explain is the setting and David's desire in this psalm, and then to lead us to see our Redeemer. Psalm 28 is a prayer that David has penned into a psalm that we can sing that expresses our dependence upon God. And verses 1 through 5, you can see how David prays for deliverance from our enemies. Enemies that may be physical, like David faced, but also enemies from within. Because David not only prays about those enemies that might be literally attacking him physically, but he also prays for mercy. And in this way, he is interacting with those, with the spiritual battles that we all face. This psalm then provides a very timely prayer because we all face temptations, are engaged in the spiritual warfare that is the Christian life today. This psalm also provides something of a corrective to our viewpoint that can be very narrow at times. The presence of enemies and their seeming victories all around us can lead us to think that God is silent, or that God is unconcerned, or that God is unable to do anything about your situation. But Psalm 28 proclaims something very different. David says that God is our rock, that he is our strength and shield, that he is our saving refuge, that he is our shepherd. In doing this, David, and really God himself, draws us into a viewpoint that he has of time, so that we can understand that the Lord does indeed sovereignly rule over all things. And though our perspective and our view of timelines is different, it's helpful for us to be drawn by God to see his perspective, that the guilty will not go unpunished, that he will address their evils in his own ways and in his own times. That's the setting of the psalm, and as we sing that throughout the month, we'll be thinking of how we depend upon the Lord and that perspective that's given. So that perspective is only possible because David is also looking forward to that ultimate deliverance that comes through Jesus. So I want to draw your attention to four quick ways that this psalm will remind you of Jesus Christ. The first is maybe the most obvious by drawing your attention to verses 8 and 9. There David speaks about the Lord being our strength and saving refuge, and being a refuge through the Anointed One. Now, when David uses that term, it's a term that is, you should understand, is the term that you might recognize as Messiah. That is that's what anointed one is transliterated. And when you hear anointed one, you should think of Messiah and think of Jesus Christ. And so all of this prayer of dependence is resting upon the fact that God has sent his anointed one. And that anointed one is the one who leads us in salvation by providing his own life as a sacrifice for sin. And that's the second way that this psalm reminds us of Jesus Christ. David prays for mercy. And that mercy comes because of the completed work of Jesus. We can only find mercy because the payment that you and I deserve has been satisfied by Jesus Christ. And so we can say that the Lord is our rock, our strength, our shepherd, because Jesus Christ has provided himself as a merciful sacrifice. The third way that you can see Jesus is that David is something of a Christ figure for us. David is the king of God's people, and he bows before God to pray for the nation. And in a similar way, Jesus is one that is our Redeemer and prays for us. That's one of the wonderful things that we've seen from the book of Hebrews, that Jesus has gone before us as a forerunner behind the veil, that he lives there to make constant intercession for us. So as you sing the psalm about asking God to hear our prayers, think of Jesus Christ praying for you. And finally, in verse 4, there is a prayer especially directed towards God's repaying the wicked for their wickedness. This psalm is picked up by the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, and there is something of at least an allusion to this psalm in Revelation 20, where there is the vision that John has of Jesus Christ, the righteous one, coming in judgment, sitting on that great white throne and opening the books to repay mankind for the deeds that they have done. That is the prayer of God's people. It's the prayer of Jesus Christ himself. It is the action and the responsibility of Jesus Christ as our King to exercise that judgment. So those four ways I want you to be thinking about our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, as we sing Psalm 28 this month. Let's do so. We'll be using the A selection. Psalm 28A. I invite you to please stand to sing.